Hello, Americans. Stand by for news.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update. All the classic rock news of the day with your host, Jeremy Lunnon.
All right, we're live for another Taco Tuesday was yesterday. We missed Taco Tuesday. I missed a day this week. I had so much going on, so my apologies. The Daily Update has become the semi-daily update, so my apologies. Also, yesterday marked the death of the great Randy Rhoads, who died on March 19th, 1982. Just a tragedy. And of course, anytime that happens, you always wonder, had that not happened, what type of contribution would Randy have continued to make to the music world? And I think it would have been a great contribution. So always a tragedy when we lose people at an early age like that, especially the way he died, which was apparently the pilot was an a-hole. Okay. And I hate to say it, but as I've read through the various accounts, the guy was like stoned out of his mind and took them on a flight and was buzzing the bus. And both Rudy and Tommy both talk about how it looked like Randy was like fighting this guy for control because he was like crazy. He was crazy. And so Randy and Rachel Youngblood, the hairdresser, and of course, Acock, the pilot, they all wound up dying because this pilot was an idiot. So that just adds another dimension to what is already a tragedy. It didn't have to happen. Didn't have to happen. Now I'm all fired up about that. But yeah, it was in 1982 on March 9th that happened. And just a tragedy. One of the great tragedies in the music business, to my mind. Hey, not everyone can say that Bob Dylan has sent them a song to record. No, but Huey Lewis, he can say that. But he also revealed he has no idea where the tape went. Dylan sent. So he was on Goober Boy, what's his name? Jimmy Kimmel's show. And he talks about how he had met Bob Dylan working on the We Are the World, and they kind of had a friendship. And Dylan had sent him a tape of a song. And he said, hey, I think this would be a great song for you guys to record. And of course, Huey Lewis thought it was great, but they never recorded it. And now he doesn't know where the actual tape is. He says, quote, he sent me a cassette and a lovely note saying he liked the last record and here's a song of mine. And not only did I not cut it, I don't actually know where the cassette is. He says he'll eventually find it. He's got thousands of cassettes with demos and all kinds of stuff. He said he'll find it eventually. He says, quote, it was a big mistake. What can I say? I'm sorry. He concluded, it was a mistake. Note to self, when Bob Dylan sends you a song, record it, end quote. Yeah. Hey, we've got some live music news to get to here. A number of bands announcing either new dates or adding to their existing tours. Kansas. Now, we reported a few weeks ago, drummer Phil Ehart, who's actually the band manager, he's had a health setback. So he's only been playing about half the shows or half the sets. He'll be at the show, but only play like the second half of each show. But he's had some health setbacks. So now they're fill-in drummers just playing the full shows. And Phil hopes to get back to normal here eventually. But Kansas has added 23 more dates to their 50th anniversary tour. Now, of course, they're doing this tour without Steve Walsh hasn't been in the band for years, right? So they've toured and recorded without Steve Walsh for years, but they still sound really good. I can't remember the name of the current singer, but the guy does great. The albums they've put out over the last few years. Here's what's sad, guys. There is a lot of great music coming out. You just don't hear it because it doesn't get played anywhere. So unless you are actively looking for it, you won't find it. So one of the things I try to do here is if I find a good album, I want to talk about it. And Kansas is an example of bands that have continued to put out good music. Yes, the same way. Yeah, I know. John Anderson's not in Yes, right? I don't even know if Steve Howe's back. I can't follow it. Can't keep up. But my point is, there's still great melodic rock, classic rock, progressive rock music that's coming out. It just won't get played anywhere unless you seek it out and find it. So as I find those things, I will share those with you because it's a shame that more people aren't hearing a lot of this great stuff. So where was my point? Yeah, Kansas is adding more dates. Quote, the 50th, this is from from Rich Williams. In an official statement, he says, quote, the 50th anniversary tour started in 2023, which commemorates Kansas's first year as a band. It is continuing in 2024, which commemorates the release of the first Kansas album. After such a successful and sold-out premiere of the tour in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we wanted to put an exclamation point on the tour by having the closing 50th anniversary tour concert take place back there at the Benedum Center. So they're starting and ending in Pittsburgh. That is awesome. The Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde, and it's not the Pretenders, by the way. I call it the Pretenders, just like the Eagles. Did you know the Eagles are not the Eagles? They're just Eagles. But we always say the Eagles. By the way, news about the Eagles, who are not called the Eagles, they're called Eagles. We got news about them coming up too. So back to Pretenders. They will hit the road hard this year, beginning with a string of U.S. tour dates that begin July 13th in Red Bank, New Jersey. And from there, the band will head west across the state, stopping in cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, and more. You can go to their website and see the full list of dates. But Pretenders hitting the road. They'll be busy this spring and summer. Eagles, not the Eagles. Eagles are expected to land in Las Vegas for a residency at the Sphere. You've seen the pictures of the Sphere. It looks pretty cool. Lots of bands have been there so far. Well, they're going to do a residency at the Sphere. A spokesman for the Sphere, however, says, we do not comment on any artist performing at Sphere except for those who have been announced. So it hasn't been announced yet, apparently. But I'm announcing it. Doesn't stop me. If the Eagles, not the Eagles, if Eagles do perform at the Sphere, it will extend their ongoing Long Goodbye tour, the last date of which is currently scheduled for June 15 in Arnhem, Netherlands. So the farewell tour began last September, expected to end, go into 2025. Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, Vince Gill, and Deacon Frey will perform as many shows in each market as their audience demands, according to a press release. So it's not official, but I'm making the call that Eagles will be at the Sphere in Vegas later this year. Stand by for more details. Angel. What do you think of the band Angel? They never got superstar status, but they're a pretty good band. Pretty good band. And they were positioned as like they were on, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, they were on Casablanca Records, which was the same label as Kiss. Okay. And they were positioned as like the anti-Kiss. You know, Kiss were the bad boys. And Angel was, well, they were like angels. They were dressed in white. Punky Meadows. I mean, his hair was perfect. And it took like two full cans of hairspray just for Punky Meadows' hair. And he still is apparently a fan of the hairspray. You should check him out. But I like Angel. I do. And of course, Angel, famous for the coolest logo in rock history, you flip the logo upside down and it's the same. It still says Angel. It's amazing. And a fan actually designed that logo that they started using from like the second album on. It's amazing that someone came up with that idea and it actually worked. Go get an Angel album and flip it upside down. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's pretty cool. Why am I talking about Angel? Well, because Angel released a brand new album last year, but they've got a new video for that album's title track. And the title track, I think the title track is called Once Upon a Time. Yeah, Once Upon a Time. And so that video is now up. I haven't watched it. I didn't have time to watch it. So after this, let's all plan on going out to YouTube and watching the new Angel video. I think that'll be cool. Here's what Punky Meadows has to say. Quote, "Once upon a time, an angel and a devil fell in love. It's a cautionary tale, an age-old tale. It's biblical, and it did not end well. Beautifully dark, visually stunning, it has everything that makes a story wondrous. Love, sex, lust, desire, betrayal, murder. Hey, sign me up." You can check that out. I mean, now I'm titillated, so I have to check that out. This is cool. Judas Priest is on their tour now promoting Invincible Shield, which you know I'm a fan of Invincible Shield and I'm a fan of the Priest. We all know that Glenn Tipton has Parkinson's disease. He revealed in 2018 and he's taken a diminished role in the band. He still was involved with writing and did some playing on the new album, but mostly it's not been him because he just health-wise he can't. And he's been performing with the band in a limited way for the last couple years. He'll come out and play the encore. He'll come out and play two or three songs. Well, he's made an appearance in the current tour, which is good. We weren't sure that was going to happen. In fact, this was the first time since last October when he appeared for a few songs. Frontman Rob Halford recently told Metal Hammer, he was talking about Power Trip, which was last October. Power Trip was a special moment for Glenn. It was almost like a complete cycle because I won't say this with my hand on my heart, but there's a possibility that was the last time that you saw Glenn play live. So they thought that was probably the last time. So the good news is that Glenn actually did make an appearance with them just the other night and played a couple tunes. So that is good news. Speaking of Judas Priest, former Judas Priest guitarist KK Downing, who would love to be back in Judas Priest, but he's not because, well, he's not. During an appearance on Cincy Lifestyle, which is a TV show probably in Cincinnati, I'm guessing, former Judas Priest guitarist KK Downing spoke about the first ever U.S. tour with his new band KK's Priest, which also features another ex-Priest member, singer Tim Ripper Owens. KK said it's been going like literally a very, very fast rate, travel every day, but it's great to be back in this neck of the woods. He says, quote, "People tell me I did in my career probably about 16 tours of Japan alone. So you can imagine how many tours I did of America. People in the early days might remember we were out there supporting and did a couple of tours with Kiss. I think we did some Led Zeppelin stuff, Alice Cooper, Foghat. So we've had a great run, but it's great to be back." Now, here's the interesting part. He talks about the multi-generational appeal of Judas Priest music. So when you think about a band like Priest, who's been around since the early 70s, you're talking multi-generational, right? He says, yeah, it's been verging on emotional, I would have to say, to see the people coming for autographs before and after the shows. People of a certain age, and I'm sure that they were fans back in the 70s, and of course, they've been on the journey with myself and associated bands for most of their lives. And I think that's what music is about, the fans and the dedication. And then, and they come with their, obviously it's great to see the big bunches of LPs that they bought throughout the decades. So it's been quite emotional. So they bring their records and he signs them and it's great, but here's where it's cool. And the ages, this is actually, I think Ripper, this is Ripper's response because Tim was there with him. He says, and the ages are just everywhere. It's so great to look out in the audience and see teenagers. It's funny because some of them are even young or probably coming with their grandkids. I mean, it's a whole spectrum of people and a new generation of people who have come into the music. And then KK says, we have become a family kind of institution because we get uncles and aunts. It's a family night out now, which is kind of cool. And it is multi-generational, right? And it's cool to see younger kids. Mr. Kuza, who writes in to us from Russia a lot, he's like 23. And he says, I don't like the new stuff. I like the classic stuff. So it's kind of cool. I like that. Speaking of email and people coming in, well, before we get to that, let me say hi to Joey, who's checking in. He says, I just joined, but do you know if Alice in Chains is coming back? I don't know. I heard a little inkling about that, though. So, Joey, that's something that we will check out and see what we can find out. Chris chimed in and said, ugh. And I don't know what that refers to, Chris. Sorry, I didn't see when that came in. So I think that's in response to one of the stories we just shared here. But Chris, thanks for checking in today. You guys can email me, excuse me, classicguitarrock@mail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I have an email here. It says, Dear CGR, I would love to hear you talk about some of the lesser known new wave of British heavy metal bands like Raven, Praying Mantis, Samson, etc. Love the podcast and the daily updates. Thank you, Ryan Seaver. Ryan, thanks so much for your email, and I will take that under advisement. I think that's a great idea. I've been threatening to do it. We've talked about the new wave of British heavy metal in context of other bands we've discussed, but we should do a full-blown episode dedicated to the new wave of British heavy metal. I think that would be a fun idea. So we will do that, Ryan. Guys, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for everything. Oh, Chris, here's clarification. It was about Glenn Tipton. Okay, so he was talking about Glenn Tipton there. Great, Chris. Again, thank you for checking in. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for the emails. And we will do it all again tomorrow on the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update. Live long and prosper. Bye-bye.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Thanks for listening. You can email Jeremy at classicguitarrock@mail.com.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Tune in each weekday for the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update.